So I'm going to read something from The Awakened Soul by Gibran. How mean am I when life gives me gold and I give you silver, and yet I deem myself generous? I have never agreed with my other self wholly. The truth of the matter seems to lie between us. If winter should say, spring is in my heart, who would believe winter? Know your own truth worth, and you shall not perish. Reason is your light and your beacon of truth. Reason is the source of life. Want to start, or you want me to?
What do you want to do?
I'll start. It's very interesting because before we started, I was kind of sharing how I hadn't gotten yet into the Christmas spirit, and I wondered when it was going to kick in, if it'd be January 1st. Well, Spirit brought me the Christmas spirit and placed it in my lap. And it's nice. Now I feel that movement of loving, that movement of the divine inside. And I realize that the spirit of Christmas really isn't in the world and isn't about the stores getting decorated or the cards being mailed out or going shopping for presents or any of that. It's really about the spiritual journey, the spiritual path. And the story of Christmas really is our story. It's not about just the birth of Jesus in Jerusalem or in Bethlehem and his life starting. It's about us, and it's about our spiritual birth. It's about initiation. And when we are born again in the Spirit, that is, in a sense, our Christmas. That is our birth of the soul in this creation, in this physical form. And that's initiation. And when we are initiated, that is our birth date into the Spirit. And from then on, we begin a new journey. Up until then, our journey truly is down and out into this creation through the physical form, to have experience in all the realms of the physical universe, of the physical creations. But when we receive that initiation, when we are born again of the Spirit, the journey changes. The journey truly changes. We begin to move inward and upward. And that journey is a gradual process of transition from the outer to the inner. It isn't immediate. It isn't bold and direct and in our face all the time. Oftentimes we find ourselves falling into patterns where we're getting caught back up in the down and out action of awareness and expression. But more and more we begin to find after initiation, after that second birth, that call inward gets stronger and stronger, and the attraction and the attention into the outer begins to weaken. And we begin to let go of some of those things we thought were so important, that we thought were so much who we really are. Now we let go of, and we begin to live our lives differently. We begin to live more from a different place inside of us. And we begin to identify ourselves from that inner place rather than focusing so much on the outer. And this journey is something that we started at the very moment that God called our soul forward into manifestation, into individual expression, and sent us forth for experience. And the initiation that we receive in this lifetime, or wherever we receive it, in whichever lifetime it might be, is the beginning of a movement back to God, returning from which we came. And just as it took us a long time on this journey to come down through all the different realms of experience, out of spirit, through the realm of soul, into this physical creation, and down throughout all that into physical form, and to journey through many different embodiments, to have many different experiences. When we begin to return back on this pathway home, we find ourselves once again journeying quite a long distance through the physical universe, through all the realms of this creation, back up into the realm of soul and into spirit. And it's a journey. It's a journey. And part of that journey is letting go of all those things of this creation that can hold us bondage here. The belief systems, the judgments, the fears. And one thing that I've done over the years to assist me in this journey is to be loving with myself and to keep reminding myself of who I truly am. That I am not this body and I am not any of the elements of this physical form. I am soul. I am spirit. And I have to keep reminding myself that because there's this other part of me called my physical consciousness that is ever saying, what about me? This is who I am. And it's very easy to get caught back up in that I am presence of the physical consciousness and all its demands and all its needs and all its wants and all its beliefs. And to lose sight of the truth of who I am truly as soul, as that divine spark that rests at the seat of the soul. As I was sitting in meditation this morning, I began to be aware of just that struggle that does go on in each of us in some way or other. Sometimes it's very conscious. Sometimes we're very aware of this dynamic struggle inside, this pull that is ever calling us back into the physical form, back into physical awareness, back into full physical expression, forgetting about the identity of the soul, the identity of our true self. And other times, it's very easy to be in the loving and in the knowing that I am soul first and I am soul only, and that this body is but an instrument of experience. And one thing that I've done throughout much of this lifetime to assist me in reminding myself of who I truly am, especially when I'm in that place of separation where that tug of war is going on, trying to pull me back down out into the creation of the physical, is to walk myself back through all the levels of my consciousness, reminding myself of who I am at each one of those levels, that I am soul, I am the living, loving essence of the Lord, I am divine, and giving thanks to every level of consciousness that I am walking through for its expression, for its opportunity of experience that it is giving me, but also helping that part of myself understand that I am not that. I am something separate from that. Utilizing that level of consciousness for experience, but I know I am not that. When I find myself going into judgment, into fear, into looking outside myself for answers, for solution, for understanding, if I'm smart, I'll sit down, I'll close my eyes, and I'll begin to walk back up through all the levels of myself in the physical form, up to the seat of the soul, giving thanks to every level of awareness of my physical form. Walking through all the different regions and realms within the inner kingdom, loving them, giving thanks for them, honoring them, seeing what they might have to share with me that I might understand better, whatever that is that is present right now in my life, that I can learn and grow and become more full in awareness as soul. So I will sit down and I will look and see, where is the disturbance? Where is the attraction? Where is the call coming from that is calling me down and out into the physical and making it more real, more interesting, more dynamic, more powerful than the presence of loving that is my soul? And I just go right there and I begin to talk to it. And oftentimes, it's right in my own physical realm of my consciousness. Within each realm, we have different levels. So in the physical realm, you have your physical body, you have your imagination, you have your emotions, the mind, the unconscious, and the soul, all right there, available to you. And I will just look inside and see, where is the disturbance? Where is the attraction? Where is that voice coming from inside of that level of being that is calling me away from the truth of who I am? And I will just go right to that place. For me, it's often not in the physical body so much, but in my imagination. In the imagination of the very first realm at the physical level. The physical realm. And I'll just begin to talk to my imagination. And my imagination will get activated by many different things. But oftentimes it gets activated by the physical body, by the physical part of my being. An ache, a pain, something that causes me to go into imagining that something is greater in my physical body, an illness, a disturbance. And my imagination will just start running with something, compounding it, building it. And then I'm all of a sudden anchored at the imagination level, worrying about my physical form. Does anybody relate to that? I'll get a hangnail and I'll think, oh, they're going to have to amputate my hand. It isn't quite that severe, but it is. It is. So I have to ever pay attention. And we all do. We all have to pay attention on this journey of just what is it that is taking place inside of us. We are in charge of our creation, this physical body, this physical creation that we are experiencing in. We are in charge of it. We are responsible to it, to learn from it, and to not let it run us. So oftentimes I find that right there at the very first level within the physical creation, the physical realm, I have to go in and begin to talk to that part of me that is now calling me down and out, calling me to be worried, concerned, fearful, fretting, imagining my life from here on out being very hard, difficult because of this, whatever that is in my body that's going on. And I just go in, and if it isn't at the level of the imagination, if it's the emotions or the mind or whatever it might be, I just go into it and I begin to talk to it. And I talk to it in loving. And I call forward that which truly is my soul, I am that I am, to come forward as loving. I call it forward. I may not be in touch with it right then, but I'll call it forward and begin to share in loving with it whatever it is that I need to talk to. Now, the way I introduce myself to that part of my consciousness that's causing me the disturbance is a very simple introduction. I chant the name of God, or I chant the anti-hue or the hue, because within the frequency of those names is the frequency of my own soul. And so I introduce myself and my action in this way. And I may chant the name over and over for a while, whichever name I choose to do in the moment. And it's different every time. And it's very funny. Sometimes I think, oh, I'm going to use the most powerful one, which is the initiatory name. I'll use that name of God. But then something else inside of me will just shift over and I'll just start chanting the you or the anti-hue. I've learned not to try to make something happen, but rather allow it to happen. Go with the movement of the loving. And so if the soul in you, that divine spark in you, says, no, we're doing it in this way, follow that. Follow that flow. Don't try to be totally in control and in charge, because that's the mind. Follow the movement of the spirit of loving, and it will transform it very quickly. So I introduce myself to whatever it is I'm going to talk to. My imagination, my mind, whatever it might be, by chanting and bringing myself into a greater alignment with that movement of loving inside. And that begins to set aside whatever the disturbance is, whatever the power is that's been holding me downward, pulling me into that part of itself, away from my true self. And I just go in and I just begin to share with it. I truly love you. And thank you so much. Thank you for what you're doing right now. This is great. I'm learning about another part of myself that I didn't know about. I'm remembering about a power and a strength within me that maybe I've never acknowledged or fully lived into before. And so I thank you for showing this to me and teaching this to me and demonstrating to me how powerful you are. And I just want to now incorporate all that is of you, all that is of your power into me, the I am that I am, my soul, that divine essence. I'm just going to incorporate you back into that inward and upward flow, that you serve my awakening, that you serve me now in the way that you're meant to serve me. And if you do that, if you go in and meet that energy of resistance, that energy of distraction, that energy of attraction back into the world, meet it with loving, meet it with respect and caring and acknowledgement, you can take that energy that is pulling you away from the truth of who you are in this inner journey and begin to bring it forward so it will serve you. You can call that power that has been misplaced and misdirected in a downward and outward flow and bring it back into this inward flow so that it begins to serve you. And eventually it'll even remind you, hey, where are you going? Why are you going there? We're not worried about our body. We love our body, and we'll go to the doctor if we need to, and we'll take care of things, but we're not going to fret over all this. We're going to honor it. We're going to love it. And we know this isn't the ultimate anyway, so we'll do with it what we can, and we'll learn from it what we can. And you'll all of a sudden find that that element of the imagination, such as for me, about my concerns about the body, will all of a sudden turn, and it will support me and honor my process in all of this creation. But it will acknowledge who I truly am. And sometimes it will even remind me of who I truly am when I forget. Wait a minute, aren't you soul? Aren't you divine? Aren't I serving you? What are you listening to me for? And that's a remarkable moment and a remarkable day when all of a sudden you find that all these elements of yourself that used to distract you and pull on you and separate you from the truth of who you are as soul, all of a sudden begins to serve you and even reminding you. Say you're supposed to be living up here at the seat of the soul. What are you doing down here? We'd rather you hold your attention and your awareness of self at the seat of the soul, because it's a lot easier for us to have fun and joy and loving and caring when you're living there. When you come down here and live with us and believe us to be the truth of who you are, it's not that much fun. It's kind of painful. It's sorrowful. It's mournful. We feel separated. We don't feel loved. We want to feel loved. So get back up there. Wake up and start living from there so that we feel one. We feel loved. We feel supported by you. And so if you in your life, and you will, because you're in a physical body, so if when you feel separation, anxiety, fear, judgment, or whatever that causes you not to be in that movement of loving, remember to sit down or get centered however you can in the moment. Even if you're walking down the street or at work or whatever, just bring your attention back to the seat of the soul for a moment and declare the truth of who we truly are as soul. Declare the truth of who you are as divine. I and the Father are one. I am soul. I am the living, loving essence of the Lord. I am God's loving in expression, in experience, in manifestation at this time. Declare yourself for who you really are and reclaim yourself back to that truth so that you can now live fully or more fully once again the truth of who you are as you move through the rest of the day. And there are days where it's just so simple. I can meditate and, oh my gosh, it's just open and it's flowing and the loving's there and I can get up and I can do the day and the loving goes with me and I'm just ever aware and I'm living from here at the seat of the soul. And my words come from there and my expressions come from there and my experience comes from there and it returns to there. And then there are other days I sit down to meditate and it's like, what the hell am I doing this for? This is too hard. I should just get up and go get that cup of coffee now because I need it. I need it more than I need this meditation. That's when I know, okay, I'm going to be reminding myself a lot today of who I really am, because right now I'm not there. And I know that in that moment is when I really want to sit down and do my meditation. Not need, but want. I want to be in my meditation. I want to spend as much time as I can in my meditation. Just continually reminding myself back to the seat of the soul, back to the truth of who I am as soul. Over and over and over. And whatever it is that's calling me down and out in that moment, that's causing me to be in separation, that's what I'm going to be talking to. That's what I'm going to be sharing to my loving, my truth. Even if I don't believe it. Even if in that moment I can't connect into the I am that I am. I can't wake up in the divine essence of loving that I am as soul. I'm going to talk to it as though I am there, so that it begins to move in me. You have to open the door. You have to open the door through your own expression, through your own choice. And then you begin to live the loving. There are times where I'm going through the day And I just have to keep reminding myself, I am, I am, I am spirit. I am soul. I am God. I am divine. And there are times where it's just words. It is just words. And that's okay. Because inside I know the truth. I know that beyond those words is the truth, and that I am even speaking the truth even though I don't feel it. I'm speaking the truth and remembering myself back into that truth so that that truth can once again live in me fully. And that's what meditation is about. Meditation is remembering ourselves back into the truth of who we are. Remembering ourselves back into the truth. And in our meditation, we can begin to remember. We can begin to wake up and remember the truth of who we are as divine. And then, once we have that, once we know that divine loving inside of us, once we begin to share that with God and know God's loving with us, and it's all one and the same, right there at the seat of the soul, that divine spark. Then we have a good reference point. And then when we feel separated in the future, all we have to do is come back to that reference point. And we know the truth. At some level, we know the truth. And it's easier for us then to get back into it. So that's why meditation is so important. Because meditation is ourselves remembering the truth of who we really are. And believe me, the body, the imagination, the emotions, and the mind, they all have their own experience. And they all have their own awareness of self at that level of existence. And they all believe they're the truth of this creation. They don't believe all the other. The mind, no, the mind doesn't know anything. At the emotional level, it's the emotions that know everything. And the mind of the emotions, if you will do everything it can to convince you that it knows it all. It knows the truth. Or the mind of the imagination, or the mind of the body, or the mind of the mind will do all it can to convince you that that's all there is. This is the truth. This is who you really are. And you better live from here because I know the truth of who you are. Do not believe that man behind the curtain. That's just one of the wizards of this creation trying to deceive you and make you believe that it knows more than it really does. You've got to connect back into the truth of who you really are so that you can apply that loving, that awareness, that truth into all the levels of existence of this physical creation of yourself and your experience and have dominion over it. What does meditation do? It brings about alignment. Until we begin to meditate, until we begin to hold our attention here at the seat of the soul, our consciousness is in disarray. It's all over the place and totally out of alignment. And it is for us to begin to gather all that has been misplaced, misdefined, misdirected, and bring it back into alignment with the true self of soul. And that's what meditation does. Meditation isn't about getting out of body, about seeing lights, hearing sounds, and all of that. It's really about alignment. But the wonderful thing about that action of meditation and coming into alignment, that as things come into alignment, We see lights. We hear sounds. We feel the movement of loving moving in and around us. It just is automatic. As things come into alignment, we begin to experience that divine river of loving moving in us and through us and around us in a way we didn't before. So those lights and those sounds and those feelings of loving, those are ways by which we can know that that alignment is taking place and that we are living more and more in that divine alignment of soul, of the soul having dominion over the mind, over the emotions, over the imagination and the body. And that's what we really want. And even when we have fulfilled much of that, we've come into alignment, and the soul has a greater dominion over those elements, we will still find at times that one of those will kind of rebel and break out of alignment and say, wait a minute, who do you think you are? Why aren't you paying attention to me? And all we have to do is remind it, hey, you like the loving, right? Come back over here and be in the loving, and then I'll listen to you. Because I know you have a lot to share with me. You have a lot that I can learn and experience from you. Come into the loving and speak to me here. Well, once it comes into the loving again, it comes into agreement. Loving is agreement. It just automatically brings agreement into situations, into this flow of consciousness. And so as whatever that is in you that goes into rebellion and separation comes back into alignment with that movement of loving, everything comes back into agreement and the soul has dominion once again. And that's all I'm doing when I find myself in disturbance and distraction and caught up in something, is I'm just calling that part of myself back into alignment. Come back into the loving. I love you. I honor you. I respect you. But come here where I can hear you. I can't hear you when you're way out there just yelling and ranting and raving. And I don't want to go out there and participate with you there because I'm not going to learn from you at that level. Come over here and join with all of us. And it'll do it because it's tasted that nectar of loving, that sweet nectar of loving before in our meditation. It's accepted it. It's allowed it. It's tasted it. And truly, it's wanting more. And so it will come into alignment much easier to be in that loving flow once again. So meditation is about just that. It's about creating the opportunity for this movement of divine loving to move in us, around us, through us. And that movement of loving will bring us into alignment on all these levels of self at the physical creation so that the soul begins to have dominion. The soul begins to have a clearer expression and you begin to live in the truth of who you really are in a way that you hadn't before. So if ever there's a day where you go into question and wonder, what am I meditating for? It's for the loving. It's to live in the loving, to live in the peace and the joy that is the loving. It's to bring that loving into every aspect of your beingness, into every part of your expression, so that you have peace and joy at every level of your conscious expression and experience, from the physical all the way up through the mind and into the unconscious and into the realm of soul itself, that you have loving, that you have peace, and you have joy. And the wonderful thing about that movement of loving, it truly does bring about understanding. Loving brings forward awareness. in a way that you, at the mind level, can never gain. The mind will ever try to figure things out, tear it apart, put it back together. But it will never truly have the understanding that loving can bring. Loving doesn't tear things apart, try to figure things out, try to make sense of something. What loving does is it brings fulfillment. It brings wholeness. It brings answer. It brings understanding. It brings understanding of whatever isn't going on in the moment. And then you can walk into situations, into whatever that is with you going on with loving and in understanding that right now is an opportunity of growth, an opportunity of learning, an opportunity of fulfillment. When you have understanding at that level, you have peace, you have quiet, and you have joy. Not joy the way the world often talks about joy. Joy in the spirit is one thing for me, and that is living in that flow of loving with God and God with me. And I move into joy when I can't tell which is which. Now, am I giving to God or is God giving to me? It's all one and the same. That's my joy. When I get to that place where I can't distinguish, it's all the same. That's my joy. Then my soul is in the joy of the spirit of loving. Now, I also love being in the joy that is a part of this creation, the joy of the physical consciousness that we can get in giving and receiving with others, a smile, a laugh, a gift, or whatever it might be. But I have found that at the physical level, I do not get to that level of the spiritual joy in the same way. Because at the physical level, there isn't that action of oneness in the same way as in spirit of the giving and the receiving, where all of a sudden you can't tell which is which. I can look and I can see, oh, you're smiling, oh, I'm smiling. Now we're both giving a smile to each other, but there's still that awareness of separation, of difference, of one and the other, of polarity at the physical level. Oh, I'm giving them a gift and now they're giving me a gift. But there's not that union of energy flow at the physical level that can take place of the giving and receiving, where there's no awareness of one or the other in the same way that there is in spirit. So if you truly want to experience the joy and the peace and the understanding of that spiritual nature that resides at the seat of the soul, that is in the divine spark of who you are, then connect into that loving of the Lord and the Lord loving you, and live in the movement of that divine loving in your meditation, and then expand it into your daily life. And you will come into the understanding and the peace and the joy that resides in that movement. And you'll find that way by which to live it more fully in every moment of every day. And I wish it was really true that you could do it in every moment of every day, one day at a time, one breath at a time. And there'll be days and there'll be moments where that happens. But as long as you're in the physical world, there's going to be another phone call. There's going to be another knock on the door. There's going to be another thing coming in the mail. There's going to be another boss walking down through the hallway. Or whatever it is that causes you to go into distraction into the world. And all of a sudden you give your power away to that for a moment. That's more important. Better answer whoever's at the door. Oh, got to take care of this right away. And all of a sudden you've made that more important than the divine who that you are.